And the reason I say that the Bible says that they don't have faith is because God has removed their ability to have faith. God has removed their ability to believe. You understand? And in fact, the Bible tells us that these people are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So they can learn about the Bible, they can read the Word of God, they can know all the characters of the Bible and all the story, but they will never come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Why? Because God has removed that from their mental compartment. They're incapable of doing that. Why? They have a seared conscience, as the Bible puts it. Okay? They're ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And he says, now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, the Bible says. So, you know, not everyone in this world is like a Jannes and Jambres. Because who's Jannes and Jambres? These are people who make it their agenda. They put a considerable amount of effort in withstanding the man of God and the word of God that's being preached. That takes a particular wicked person. You know, some people who just don't like Christians for whatever reason, they're not going to spend their life fighting Christians. The guy who slammed the door in your face and is just like, didn't want to hear about Jesus and didn't really care what you had to say and was rude to you, that person is not unreasonable and wicked. He's just a sinner. Okay? The other category that the Bible is referring to is the category of people who actually go out of their way to try to stop God's word from being preached. That takes a different level of evilness and wickedness. That means that they hate God. They hate the Bible. Like, oh, man, you're just exaggerating. There aren't people like that. I mean, he's saying it right here. And they're so dangerous that they would even seek to hinder the work of God. This is why Paul says that we would be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. And in context, the people he's referring to is the Jews. The Pharisees, the Jews, those who are adherents to Judaism. These are the people who sought to hinder the Apostle Paul. And in fact, in 1 Thessalonians, we see that he addresses them. And he said, Satan hath hindered us. And it was in context of the Jews. Okay, because Satan was using the Jews to stop the Apostle Paul from preaching the gospel. Like, oh, you're just being racist. You're just racist against Jews. Well, folks, it doesn't take much to see that when you read the New Testament, the greatest adversary, humanly speaking, of the Christians were the Jews. Yeah. I mean, who's going to argue with me about that? That's a common theme. That's an overriding theme of the New Testament, is that the persecution of Christians was not coming from the Romans. Okay, I know people try to deter your attention from the Jews and place it on the Romans, but it's not from the Romans. We understand that the Romans executed Jesus Christ by means of the crucifixion, which is a Roman practice, but the Jews are the ones who said, his blood be on us and on our children. They're like, we'll take credit for that. Let me just put it in modern terms. We'll take credit for that. Okay, and so will our children take credit for that. I mean, think about that.